At the 2012 Agronomics Conference, I am getting to visit with Merrill Swanson. And first of all, Merrill, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do, and where you're from.
Merrill Swanson from San Antonio, Texas. I'm a partner with the firm Duggar Canaday Grafe Inc., and which is a regional appraisal firm in South and Central Texas.
Well, we've got a big election coming up here, and it has so many implications to the agribusiness world, agriculture, to farmers, to landowners of all kinds. Certainly, it's going to potentially have some big impact on your business.
Yes, Chuck, thank you. It has had a significant impact on our business. Much of our work relates to estate planning work, appraisal work, and with the tax law changes coming up, our firm has been extremely busy and with estate planning appraisals of farms and ranches.
Well, and that is so important, like you said, with estate planning and, I'd say probably regardless of who gets elected here, there's going to be some changes then maybe.
Right. There's going to be some changes. And so with the tax benefits for the $5 million per spouse lifetime exemption ending in on December 31st, we really have been busy with much estate planning work. A number of our clients are also concerned about the end of the lower levels of capital gains at the end of the year. So we're seeing clients with ranches for sale and farms to some degree want to sell those properties before the end of the year and take advantage of the lower capital gains rates before there could be some change.
Well, we don't know what will happen. If we did, we'd all be probably not be doing what we're doing today. But so it's very important then for appraisers like yourself who are members of ASFMRA to come to a meeting like this where you can get some perspective on what's potentially going to happen or is happening and then what that's going to mean to you.
That's right. Networking with our contemporaries throughout the country. Trends happen earlier in some places than others. So, we're seeing land prices at an all-time high in the Midwest, which makes land in Texas, where I'm from, look really cheap. And so we think that cropland has some really good potential. Hearing about Iowa land selling at $10,000 to $20,000 an acre makes $2,000 to $3,000 an acre Texas land look like a bargain.
Is it true in terms of farmland values that a rising tide floats all boats? I mean, does that filter over to have a positive impact in other areas?
I feel like it does. And, like I said, with land prices so high in the Midwest for cropland, it's got to have a positive effect on Texas land. And also thinking about land in California, just Texas, that area in the Mid-South, the land values seem reasonable compared to other areas.
Well, how would you describe the appraisal business? I mean, is it good? Is it heated up? I mean, are you really, really busy?
I would say that our business has really heated up. We're thankful for clients that called us last year and said, we've got some estate planning work to do. Can you appraise these properties? And so we've since done those jobs. Now we're having people call us and they say, we'd like you to appraise these properties, and we're excited to do it. But we say, we can give you the values, but the reports will be after the first of the year. So we're really busy.
Well, that's good. That's good. Anything else about this subject of, the election's impact on agriculture that you might care to comment on as one of the members here of ASFMRA and maybe on behalf of your clients?
Sure. I'd say with the uncertainty in the passing the farm bill, I think that's left some people, farmers, farm managers not knowing exactly what to do for next year. So there's a little state of flux there, Chuck. We have clients that probably may want to buy land, but they're not certain of what's going to happen in the election, so they've held off. We think that there may be a little dip in pricing, short-term dip, because of selling land before the end of the year to escape capital gains. increases, but we think that's probably pretty short term.
Well, thanks for sharing those thoughts here. That is Merrill Swanson, who is attending this year's agronomic conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.